Hit the road when temperatures drop below 45 degrees. Use our credit to purchase any set of four winter tires and get a $50 Visa prepaid card. Discount Tire. Your journey starts here.
Introducing An American Story with Tom Brokaw. Award-winning journalist and author Tom Brokaw covers newsworthy current events, historic figures, and notable moments in history that impact the lives of Americans today.
How many of you use a GPS system when you're driving in unfamiliar territory? I hate them. I think life is about finding your own way. How much more are we prepared to give up? Park your brain and surrender to some disconnected electronic voice pulling in directions from a satellite? To my wife's chagrin, I end up yelling back, "I'll turn when I'm ready, thank you very much, so just shut up." My first encounter with a portable GPS told me all I needed to know. I was walking out of a remote canyon in Yellowstone when I noticed a bunch of college kids and their professor frantically searching for something. The professor, it turns out, was testing a GPS system. He put it down and forgot where he put it. Whoops. I'm Tom Brokaw, and this is An American Story.
This week at Fred Meyer, save big on apparel for the whole family with the Mystery Discount. You could save an extra 15, 20, or 30% on top of already low sale prices. So how much will you save? Find out now at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can, too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
Hey, folks. Spike O'Neill here for Good Feet. You know, I used to have a lot of foot pain, and it would affect everything I did. I couldn't work out like I wanted to. I couldn't play with my kid like I wanted to. Because when your feet hurt, it affects everything you do. I went to a Good Feet store at Alderwood Mall, and that's on the perimeter near the Fatburger store. There's a shop up at Alderwood. There's a store down by the South Center Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack. I walked in without an appointment at Good Feet because you don't need one. As an arch support technician on site at every single store, and you're immediately measured. They find out how you walk. They find your balance points. And they come up with a solution for you right then and there that can help you end your foot pain. They have to send the support out to have it fitted and refitted and sent back a couple weeks later to see how close they got. They have over 25 styles and 300 sizes of arch supports on site. So immediately that day, you feel better. They can help you end your foot pain. And when they ended my foot pain, my whole life got a lot better. I play with my kid. I ride my bike. They're in my shoes. They just have the best arch supports in the world. Good Feet. Foot pain sucks, people. Walk through life with Good Feet.
Clipper Vacations, your Pacific Northwest travel experts, makes it easy and affordable to take a holiday getaway to Victoria, B.C.
I love Victoria. It's all lit up. There's carriages, and you're like, oh, this is a magical winter wonderland. It's beautiful.
The spirit of the holidays lives in Victoria, and Clipper Vacations can get you there with round trips from only $96, overnight packages including round trip on the Victoria Clipper and one-night hotel stay from only $132 per person double occupancy, and kids go for only $10 with overnight package. Then let Clipper Vacations take you on a Leavenworth Town and Tree Lighting Day Trip weekends in December. Fun sights, shopping, and the dazzling lights of the town being lit for the season.
I can do all my vacation planning right in one site at Clipper.
Magical holiday memories begin with Clipper Vacations.
Clipper Vacations took care of everything.
Start planning a memorable holiday season. Book today at 206-448-5000 or clippervacations.com.
Clipper Vacations.
Now on Q13 Fox, Haley hooks up with her math tutor.
Haley!
What? I only do this when I get one right.
And her curriculum calls for kisses.
How long have I been paying this guy to make out with you?
About a week. First it was just to shut him up, but now I'm starting to like him.
Now Haley may not learn, but she won't be lonely.
So dumb guys go for dumb girls and smart guys go for dumb girls? What do the smart girls get?
Cats, mostly.
Ew.
Modern Family, now on Q13 Fox for a full hour, tonight at 7.
You, with the back pain that keeps coming back. You might think it's from lifting too much of the gym or from a bad mattress or even your posture. But the truth is, it may not be anything you're doing at all. It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis. See, I'm not just any back pain. I'm a chronic autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can eventually affect other joints. Does your back feel stiff when you first wake up? Does it hurt most when you're at rest? These are some signs you could be dealing with me. So stop ignoring your back pain. I could be a real possibility.
If you have persistent back pain, it's time you faced it. Visit asbackpain.com to take a free quiz that can help you find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis or AS. Then discuss your results with your doctor. Your back pain may not be your fault.
It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis.
Take the free quiz at asbackpain.com. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in store.
Need extra cash? Bring your unneeded gold or silver, jewelry, diamonds, watches, and flatware to Porcello in Bellevue for instant cash. Tom Hutler here for Porcello Estate Buyers, the people I trust, specializing in estate jewelry for over 60 years. Porcello has offices throughout the country and worldwide buying power, so you get the most money for your items every time. Porcello will meet or beat any legitimate written offer, period. That's the Porcello promise. Porcello in Bellevue, just north of Nordstrom on Northeast 8th. Call 425-454-2300 or click PorcelloEstateBuyers.com. Porcello. Porcello. Porcello Jewelers.
Dragon speech recognition software allows you to become a better writer, work around disabilities, and generally be more productive, doing everything from creating documents to commanding your computer with just your voice. Buy Dragon at Amazon, Staples, Best Buy, or GetDragon.com.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit StateFarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
What you're supposed to do to take care of your tires by Mike Rowe. You know, I don't really know what you're supposed to do. You know who does, though? The tire experts in the service department at your Ford dealership.
Get a $70 mail-in rebate on four select tires, plus another $70 when you use the Ford service credit card. $140. Subject to credit approval, rebates by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined or Ford service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/13.
This report brought to you by Allstate.
Warning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're already starting to see some slow traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves stretching up towards State Route 900. It's looking like a slow drive. We're also dealing with heavy traffic already northbound I-5 through Federal Way. We've got some dense fog there as well. As you approach 516, you're going to see lots of brake lights. And on Highway 2 over Stevens Pass, just a heads up, traction tires are advised. Sounds like they've got some compact snow, slush, and ice on the roadways.
Renting is mayhem. But with Allstate Renters Insurance, you can make sure your stuff is covered. And when you add it to your auto policy, you can get renter's insurance for around $4 a month. Visit Allstate.com today to get a quote. Are you in good hands?
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hanging up my heart.
That's Emmy Lou Harris. She's playing at Benaroya Hall tomorrow night. She'll be hanging up her heart. That sounds like it's going to be short-lived, though. When a woman says that, I'm hanging up my heart.
Well, Emmy Lou can't hang up her heart. Have you ever seen that woman?
I have never seen her.
I had a weird reaction. I
Hold on. Did you just do Darth Vader?
No, well, if Darth Vader could lust, if that's what it sounds like when Darth Vader secretly lusts for someone, then yes, that was my Darth Vader
lusting.
You're
lusting after a 7-year-old woman, right?
She is still a rivetingly a beautiful woman.
Yeah. No, yes. It's true. I was backstage at the Woodland Park Zoo when she was playing there 2 years ago, and I was not really a fan. Not to say that I didn't like her music, but I just wasn't familiar with much of it. And then all of a sudden, from backstage, this angel comes floating out, no feet on the ground. I'd never seen anything like that.
Did they have her roped?
I felt like I was in the presence of greatness. I had a weird, and it wasn't because there were people telling me, like, oh my God, that's Emily Lewis. Like, you just felt it. It was just me and her and, like, the sloth bears backstage at the
zoo. Do you believe in that kind of thing, like, where people have an aura?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I kind of do.
Yeah, she's quite a performer. If you have a chance to get to that Ben Arroyo show, you should do it. And
now, that song is deceiving because it feels like a country song, but she's not a country singer.
She's a Southern country singer, sure. Yeah.
But is she country?
Yeah, but she crossed over in a lot of ways because a lot of people wanted to work with her, and so she's done a lot of kind of...
Yeah, that's what I see her as, AC pop. But
her name is Emmy Lou. You don't, you know, you can't do punk rock.
The two name is a dead giveaway.
Yeah, you gotta have a little twang if you got two
Betty
names.
Jean, Emmy Lou.
Yeah. I mean, would you call Bonnie Raitt a country singer? I don't know what the term
No, I wouldn't.
Is.
I call her folk rock, but I see what you're saying.
Then that's what this is.
Yeah. Emmy Lou Harris at Ben Arroyo Hall tomorrow night. Is she doing the big hall or the little concert room venue? Do you know?
I assume she's doing the big hall. She does pretty well around here, right. But I don't know.
It's 12 past 6. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday morning. Today's the 4th of November. Seahawk fans got a win yesterday. But that was like going in and saying, dentist got a tooth. I mean, yes, it was a success. The tooth did come out. But, you know, we needed a lot of anesthesia to get through that one. It was both impressive and not impressive as your Seahawks offense gets a little worse every week, you know, as some players are injured. And they make you wonder whether they're going to beat a team that can't win a single game. On the other hand, it was impressive to be the biggest come-from-behind win in the history of the team. And, you know, I didn't know how to feel. I'm not a full-time fan like you guys. I'm a fair-weather fan. But perhaps Saturday's storm was an indicator of what to expect.
You want to hear what a couple of the guys say?
Sure.
Russell Wilson had his own opinions about that tough victory. I'm going to play them now.
You're covering for Pedro, but that's all right.
No.
Well, I think the biggest thing that shows with our football team is that we're resilient. You know, we have this passion for the game, and when things are going really well, we bring the fire. When things aren't going really well, we still keep playing and stay in the moment. And, you know, Coach Carroll does a great job of instilling that in us, and the players just have it. You know, we believe in ourselves. We believe in our talent, believe in our coaching staff. We believe in the players that we have. We obviously believe in our fans. And so, you know, that was a huge win. You think about it, you know, you think about the deficit that we were under 21-0 at one point, and to be able to come back in that fashion, you know, I believe that was the biggest comeback in Seahawks history. So that's big time.
Yeah. I would add another word to resilient. Resilient's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were a couple of trees in my yard that were resilient on Saturday. I thought they were going to go over.
Right.
They were resilient. But I would add another word, a more important word, a better word. Tenacious. If you look up tenacious, and maybe Eric will help us with the dictionary definition, it's not the same as resilient or persistent, which means that you just keep trying. Tenacious means something else.
Yeah, refusing to quit, refusing to let go.
It means even more than that.
What else does it mean?
Tenacious means that you will claw your way.
Right.
Which is appropriate given the mascot, the Seahawk. Tenacious means that if one thing doesn't work, you will try something else.
It's like my dog. I'll throw a piece of pork fat off the porch, you know, and sometimes it'll go like underneath the fence where he just can't quite reach it. Well, that dog will sit there and dig until he can get to that in a tenacious
He'll find a way to get to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he will figure it out.
He won't beat his head against a fence.
No, and he will
he'll go around somehow.
He will sit there until he figures it out.
Dictionary?
It is clinging to something very tightly is usually what it means. Keeping a firm hold of something. Adhering closely. A tenacious grip.
Yeah, there's a you know, there's a thing about the way this team responded yesterday that well, for example, they drove all the way down to their own, what was it, 1 yard line, or where they were just about to score a touchdown and they had a turnover.
Oh, the three, yeah, the pass to the three, yeah.
And most teams, that would break their spirit. Most teams, it would be like, that was your, and you could hear the in the locker room afterwards, you could hear the, well, we had our chances, but we just couldn't capitalize on them. They shrugged that off.
And the crowd didn't bail on them. When you get that close, that late in the game, and you've come back that far, and you've got the big play to the goal line, and it's first and goal. Here comes the, every time I start to talk football, you give me that eye roll.
No.
I can't even tell you a story anymore.
No. You noticed I was only interrupting with my eyes.
Right, well, that's enough for me.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, but fans, if you go to 95% of the stadiums in the league, when you blow it like they did right there on that interception,
they would turn on you.
People bail. They start to head for the exits.
They turn
however,
on you and leave.
My skepticism, which I was holding to allow you to finish your story. Please, you busted my eyes. But my skepticism.
For you folks at home playing along, Bob can actually see his brain.
You're looking at my brain going, you're already criticizing me, Dad. Look, I have a dad like that, too, so I totally understand.
Nobody bailed.
But here's the thing about Seahawks fans. I mean, to be fair, you're absolutely right. Seahawks fans were amazing to watch on TV yesterday. And where I watched, and I couldn't imagine what it was like for anybody to play in that stadium. On the other hand, I think you have to acknowledge that Seahawks fans, how many losses have they had to put up with?
They've never seen Russell Wilson lose at that building.
Ever. So to use it to denigrate other fans who've been beat on a little bit more.
It's a different stick.
It
is.
I mean, Seahawks fans are the ice cream sundae whipped cream of what it's like to be a fan right now. You haven't gone to a game you've paid for in person and seen a loss in what?
Two full seasons now,
yes,
right?
Last was time was 11.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, so it doesn't take anything away, but to say that the fans worked hard. Okay.
Texter says that's what it looks like when you spot a team 21 points to make a game look close.
Yee.
Another person says, well, they were just playing one of the worst teams in the NFL. They need to play four quarters.
Yeah.
Somebody else says, let's not make comebacks a habit.
Yeah.
Too late.
How was David during this? Were you even home?
He was on a boat with Joe.
Oh, you went fishing with David.
Yeah, you know.
You know what? It was good, probably good for his blood pressure.
Thank God.
That he wasn't watching this game.
You're exactly right.
I don't even care, and I need therapy after seeing that game.
I'll tell you, David, I found out a little bit about the kind of fan he is, because after we get off the water, and this is the only Seahawks game I can remember, certainly in this century, that I did not see a play of. I didn't know anything. So finally, we're off the Queets River, and I get on my phone, and I get the final score. 27-24 in overtime. And David is screaming and calling for people's heads, and he doesn't even know what happened.
He doesn't know what happened.
That guy needs to be fired. You know?
Yeah, because it was overtime.
It's overtime. How could they have let it be that close? Yeah. And he's going, you know, that offensive coordinator, we need to get rid of that guy. I mean, I said, we don't even know what happened.
Losing his mind, punching fish.
Yeah.
All
he needed was a score to set him off.
Well, without me knowing anything, again, as a peripheral observer, as a Fairweather fan like many of the people who get excited when you have a great team in a winning season, it looks to me like the major difference, two major differences. One is that, you know, for the first half of the season, Russell Wilson was able to be very well protected and make magic happen. And now he's much less, the protection seems to have, whether it's been injuries and players replaced or whatever, now he seems to, pretty much someone's always in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Rather quickly, so it's harder for him to work his magic. And then we have some other people that may be tired, and then we have a few people out with injuries. So the team is not the same team as, say, a month and a half ago.
All that's true, but I heard somebody say something this morning. It really struck home. It really, he's got it nailed. The same offensive line that can't protect Russell Wilson, that can't move people out of the way, that's the offensive line yesterday in the second half that blew Tampa Bay away. They were running like crazy yesterday in the second half. They were moving the ball up and down the field at will. I mean, but forget the turnovers in the red zone. They could have put a lot more points on that team because the offensive line was blowing people out.
So were they just being lazy in the first half, figuring this, we got this, it's not that great a team?
Nope. In the first half of the Rams game and the first half of the game yesterday, they don't want to get Russell Wilson hurt. They're calling this conservative, milquetoast. They know if something happens to Russell, we got no chance of going to the Super Bowl. And they're calling this conservative, play it safe offense, and it goes nowhere. And then when the game gets so far gone that you got to, pardon the pun, take him off the chain and ask him to win you the ball game, and he does. Hmm. And they open up the passing game.
Do we take him off the chain the whole time? Do we put one of them doggy fences in so he can only go in a certain area? What do we do?
Invisible fence.
But that's why they keep falling in this hole. They're afraid to get him hurt. Yeah. And when the game is so far gone, they got to risk him. Yeah. He explodes.
Pete Carroll talks about the game.
So this a 27-yard attack.
What a day at the stadium. Really, just a tremendous statement that our guys made today about hanging together and believing and really just about competing. They competed so hard today under the circumstances that we were under, it just doesn't happen. I mean, I know that that's a lot of points, maybe the best in the franchise history or something like that. We ain't real proud of that because it put us 21-0 to break that record. But it is a fantastic job of the players at halftime, making the adjustments and zeroing in and winning a football game.
All right. What was the team we played? I forgot their name already.
Buccaneers. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Where are they from? Somewhere is
Tampa Bay, beautiful Gulf Coast.
Where is Tampa Bay?
On the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Florida. Isn't that where Tarball Beach is?
Tarball Beach, beautiful Tarball Beach.
Beautiful place to take your family.
I'm surprised in almost 40 years of NFL football that 21 points is the biggest we've ever overcome. Because, I mean, you would just think that, you know, sometimes it's 35-0 at the half. I've seen some pretty big comebacks in football. That's great. It's the biggest comeback in history. I'm just surprised it was that small of a margin is all you needed to make it the biggest comeback in history. 3 touchdowns.
Well, now we just made it bigger.
No.
What's the biggest margin we haven't come back from now?
22.
Is it?
I don't know.
They'll look that up.
I don't know. You know. They will, yeah.
Yeah, that's what those guys do.
How did Marshawn Lynch feel about it being down the 1-yard line and him not getting the ball again?
And the TV guys were like, why didn't they give it to the Beast?
Everybody in that building was like, WTF, what are we doing here?
Yeah, and that happened last week, too. Why? Did the coach address that?
Well, the previous week, the offensive coordinator, and this is one reason I think
he should be fired.
David is calling for his head, did remind everybody, maybe he didn't get the ball, but we did score, you know, after it took him 3 times, 2 bad Russell Wilson runs, and then he threw in a pass. So he mentioned that every time Marshawn thinks he should have had the ball, we did wind up in the end zone, just not with Marshawn. Now, yesterday, obviously, that wasn't the case. Who fumbled, Russell?
Nobody fumbled on that play. It was an interception.
Oh, interception.
This little dinky throw over the middle. Safety jumped up with one hand and pulled the ball down.
And it was first and goal at the
first
one?
And goal
by the way,
three.
If you didn't see the game, this was fascinating.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what do you – you got Marshawn Lynch and the announcers, I heard somebody say that they're saying the Seahawks are outthinking themselves. Sure, everybody in the building knows it's Marshawn Lynch that's going to get the ball at the 3-yard line.
He should.
Okay, then stop him. That's the thing. It's not outsmarting him.
Right.
It's outplaying him. Hand him the ball. You got 4 downs to go 3 yards. Give him the damn ball.
A lot of people say they saw you on TV last night, Spike. Or
it was the cops doing a rerun of the Fabulous.
No, you know what? I kept calling Homeland Security because I thought there was a very suspicious guy in the building.
Look at that creepy ass guy.
Look at that creepy guy with that Osama beard.
I'm going for gnome, okay? I'm changing my whole thing. I'm going to
look like
hats.
A garden gnome now.
I want to look like a garden gnome.
Garden gnome is better.
That's my
You know
new,
what?
It's safe.
Hold on. Can I do a Spike garden gnome? And sell it.
Oh, you think? That'd be
for charity.
That'd be great. Put me near your mushrooms. I'll stand guard.
We need garden gnome people to help us do. How do you do a garden gnome?
I just imagine a little mold, you know.
Actually, I should just pick one out that already looks like you and say it's you.
It's me, yeah. put an Impaler's T-shirt on him.
You got the garden gnome look. Like just keeping guard on my garden.
Yeah, I heard a girl on TV.
I would love a Spike garden gnome now. I have to have one.
Great.
How many of you saw him on TV, according to the text, a lot?
Yeah, I've had 2 or 3 already chime in. Hey, I saw you on TV yesterday.
Someone posted a picture of Spike on Facebook.
Who were you with, by the way? Melissa doesn't go to the game.
No, Darby went yesterday.
That's why I didn't see anybody. She stands short at your knees.
although Mr. and Mrs. Seahawk, who love Darby, they come and get her at most points of the game and walk her back over to there's Jeff Cathan, Mr. and Mrs. Seahawk, all those big behemoth freakwads, end zone folks. I look up at the big screen at one point during the game when it was, you know, defense was on or getting real loud, and they're showing crowd shots on the big screen, and there's my kid's face, like right. 90 foot by 100 foot.
And what do you call the spot you're in? It has a name.
Oh, South End. We're South End.
Just the South End?
Yeah, the Hawk's Nest is up on the North End, and we're the South
End. It's called Build-A-Bear Workshop.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Everyone takes nine-year-old
girls. Kind of like that. Garden Gnomeville.
Gnomeville.
Because you're on TV a lot, obviously, because you're in the first few rows.
Yeah, we're in the second row.
With all the people who dress up.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to.
I don't have to.
You look like a Seahawks garden gnome.
<That's> amazing.
Gnome Hawk.
Why don't we just do Gnome Hawk. Garden Gnome. The good luck charm.
It's not as tough as we're going for, but it's
By the way, you know that stupid commercial that says it's
always crazy if it don't work.
It don't work.
Right.
So yesterday, I thought I was causing the loss.
Oh,
what were you doing?
And I changed what I was doing.
Oh.
And it resulted in the comeback.
Oh. There you go.
That's funny because I thought that it was about Joe eating a sandwich.
Well, let me tell you what I did, and I've never done it.
Okay.
I always, you know, I'm a love-hate relationship with sports. It's such a time suck. To watch sports. And to anybody out there who doesn't watch sports, I've been with you. But I also love the sense of camaraderie, the community. I mean, what else does Spike and Joe and I have to talk about, and Jody, and that we all, the whole community experiences together?
Total strangers.
So I feel like, you know, I don't feel like it's duty because it truly is fun. It's a drama. I mean, it's as good as watching an episode of CSI. In fact, yesterday was scarier.
Yeah.
But I figure, like, I always feel like my time is unproductive. If I spend 3 whole hours, you don't know how my time is, but I'm one of those people who has so much I want to accomplish that I'm always slotting stuff in. And even friends of mine, some of them are kind of offended because I go, sure, let's get together. I can see you from 6 to 8. And they feel like I've already kicked them out of the house before they came.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's a great slot. What are you talking about?
6 to 8 is prime time.
It is prime time. Yeah, true.
But do you know about that? I mean, do you...
That's how I am, too.
To me, it feels like most people just sort of... And I don't mean this against anybody, but because actually I'm jealous, but they sort of just wander through their lives and they don't plan as much.
Highly scheduled. And if I'm going to relax,
highly scheduled
because
too.
That is highly scheduled
time.
In there. Yes, I will relax from 3 to 3:44.
And meanwhile, you got Lisa constantly butting into my schedule trying to tell me I need this, 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 and this, and I need it now. And I love doing stuff for her, even though she doesn't quite believe me yet. But another 30 years. So what I did yesterday, and I do this and I cheat, I record the game and then I start watching it late so I can skip through the commercials. And catch up to live near the end of the game. It's a little trick I have to make a 3.5 hour game just about 2 hours because a lot of it's commercials. So yesterday I said, I need to work out, but I got this project, I got the garage, I've got this thing I'm supposed to write, I got blah, 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 blah. And so I said, you know what I'll do? I'll go into my little workout room where I have my little Precor dumbbells and all my workout stuff, and I'll work out while watching the game. That way, instead of just watching other people exercise, which is what America does with sports.
Watch fit people run around and be fit?
Yeah, I will watch them while I am getting fit. And it's a little distracting because sports is meant to be watched sitting back, shoveling stuff into your mouth.
Bucket
That's what
chicken.
It's for. Yeah, it's totally for that.
Yeah.
But I did it, and I did my 1 hour workout. And for the entire 1 hour that I was working out while watching the Seahawks, I was like, really? Oh, man. Ooh, that's bad. Well, they can come back from that. Ooh, another touchdown? Oh, my God. Ooh, oh, another touchdown? And so it was almost 3 o'clock on the thing, you know, on my DVR, and they were down 21-0. And at that moment, this is why I know I'm a Fairweather fan now. At that moment, I said, well... You could get some other stuff done and just give up on them. I said, no, I'm going into the, you know, TV room and I'm going to sit back on the couch. And I had planned on eating some
protein.
I bought some horrible buffalo chicken things that I was going to zap in the oven and give myself indigestion with. And, you know, I was ready for football.
Yeah.
And I hadn't eaten anything else up to that point. So I had even scheduled that. And I said, I don't care. If you know what? This team can come back.
Uh-huh.
And even if they don't, I'll bet you they make it interesting till the end. Because that much I was assured of. They were not going down 21 to nothing.
Pete's never lost a game by more than 7 points with this team.
No kidding.
Yep.
You're kidding.
And, no, not never. I shouldn't say never. In the last 2 years, they haven't lost a game by more than seven points. I think, yeah.
So I went back to my couch, hence that commercial. And from the moment I got to my couch, the other team, the
Buccaneers,
the Buffons.
So once you got to
Buffontaines,
they never the Buffontaines.
Once you assumed,
they never scored again.
Once you assumed your customary position.
Once I was
position.
In my couch
yeah.
position,
yeah.
And then that stupid commercial comes on. It's only stupid if it doesn't work. And I thought, here I am in my lucky couch.
It was either you or the texter who says, me, I went to the garage and cleaned my Harley at halftime. That's what I do when they're losing, and it works every time. It
works every time.
So maybe the combination of you and him.
His Harley gives the team a pep talk.
Right.
So, all right. Well, that was weird. It felt weird to actually, I mean, I'm so prepared for the loss. Lisa will check in with me.
So how are they losing?
Yes, honey, they're losing. Go away. And at the end of the game, she comes in, and I'm going, I can't believe they might tie it up here. And she sits down, and they tie the score. She goes, oh, that's nice. I said, it's going to go to overtime. And then she's so disinterested that, you know, an hour later, what happened with the game?
It's going to be overtime. I'm going to go prune something.
They won, honey. I can't believe they won. That's nice.
And if you want to hear them win, this is when Hauschka knocked that field goal in.
So this is a 27-yard attempt, Stephen Hauschka. And Hauschka's kick is straight through. Biggest come-from-behind victory in Seattle Seahawks franchise history. They win their 12th consecutive game at home, tying a franchise record. First 8-1 start for the Seahawks.
Did you hear the happy people? I heard at least five happy people.
There were some happy folk.
At least a handful.
Crazy happy folk. This guy behind me, when they went down 21.
He's a federal marshal, by the way, so watch what you say.
he's got an eye on me the whole game. Guy, I've seen this kid at a whole bunch of ball games.
Garden gnome. Garden gnome, 5 o'clock, garden gnome.
When we went down 21-0, he started this never-ending stream of vocal optimism. I mean, right, and he's right over my shoulder, and he's in my ear. They're going to come back! It's going to be the biggest comeback in team history! I'm going to be wiping my butt with Buccaneer toilet paper later because we're going to come back! And it's just nonstop.
Well, nonstop. But, see, that brings up what I'd like to ask you about. You were there, South End, where, you know, you're always watching someone try to score. Mm-hmm. That's the whole game. The rest of it you see on a big screen TV, just like me.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have to make the noise to try and keep that record alive, which I know they're going to go for again later in the season. Were people depressed when it was 21-0? Be honest. Don't give me the never quit on our team. Yes, I know you still yelled, but face it. You know, you were like, well, this one's probably going to be the loss, right?
I wavered. Honestly, this guy was annoying the crap out of me. Yeah. Like, dude, really?
We're down 21-0.
Pace yourself, okay? I mean, every 8 seconds, another yell in my ear, come on, let's go! Like, you know, he was the difference.
Did he get some I told you shows in there?
You know, he didn't have to, because as they started to climb back, people jumped on his bandwagon.
Right.
He was the only guy leading the army at that moment. And I'm like, okay, all right, well. There were some very nervous, I don't want to say depressed, but there were some eye rolls going on down there, and a lot of looking around, a lot of going, holy crap, this is the one. They're going to lose.
Yeah, it still feels like a loss because it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They have not won yet. That's still the deal. I mean, they're winless. 0-9 now?
8. They already had their bye week. Yeah.
Okay. 6:35. That's the Seahawks. Perhaps a little more on that later. We did a song about Russell Wilson. I don't know. Hey, Pedro, you posted it Friday, right?
Yeah, we got, I was telling Joe today, close to 125,000 people.
125,000 right. people have clicked on it?
Yeah, and actually, we got a complaint. Someone says that I'm just quoting this guy. Can you please go back to making rock part of this for the Hawks?
Oh, because it's a country song.
I said, the games are not so close. Check the point spread when you make country versus rock.
we've only made one country song so far.
Yeah, but he means that Fitz also did that other song that we did, even though it wasn't country. Hey, you know, it's only stupid if it doesn't work. So we'll see. The Seahawks have won more games with our comedy songs than they've ever won in their history. I'll take that.
And this one universally liked, except the only complaint I've heard is, oh, I don't really like country music. But everybody else says they love that song.
Well, what about the country fans?
You know, this song, I mean,
Fitz should steal our idea and do his own version.
Right, because we only put it out at noon on Friday on Facebook.
Who's on the other station, the Compass Country? Who's the morning show there?
Johnson & Johnson.
Still Johnson & Johnson? Yeah.
Really? They got a floor wax company to do their morning show?
No, it's a Band-Aid.
And other products, and it's family owned.
It's a Band-Aid.
We ought to, yeah, give
it's
it
the
to
Stop the Bleeding show.
I don't want to give it to anybody. I just want them to do steal our idea.
Do their own version?
Do their own version. Then people will discover ours and migrate over here.
Sounds like an evil plan.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. There are other things going on in the world. We had a monstrous windstorm on Saturday. Tomorrow's election day, which I think is stupid because most people mail in their ballots anyway. The election's over. If I were a politician, I'd be drinking now. Also, what's going on in Iran? They're burning American flags in Iran to celebrate the anniversary of the 1979 hostage crisis.
Yeah, there's a big protest this morning with, you know, they've got the old President Obama burning his picture and trampling on U.S. flags. And it's like, don't you only do that on, like, even years, like significant anniversaries? I mean, I did the math. What, 79, 89, 99, 09? This is the 33rd. Yeah, I mean, that's not
it's not the 33rd.
Yeah, do it on, like, you know, I can understand the silver anniversary or, the, you know, the 50th or whatever.
38.
It's 34, I thought, 34, right?
What 70, is it?
79?
34 years ago.
It is 34.
Yeah.
Is that a significant number in Muslim world? I'm not being sarcastic.
I don't know.
25
at all.
Is silver, 50 is gold, and 34 is fire.
Thank you. That's the gasoline anniversary. Yeah.
So the gas anniversary.
10,000 people out in the streets.
What is the deal with Iran? I mean, they don't like their own government, which people could say about us. And you know, do they blame us for their troubles?
Well,
or is this just staged by their government for the media?
Well, there's new feelings that go with the old ones, like a weird emotion sandwich, because they've got this new guy Rouhani in place as the president. He's trying to reopen and reinvigorate relations with us. Remember, it was the whole, like, are they going to shake hands? What are they going to do? Can
right,
you shake
right,
hands
right.
over the phone?
And did we shake hands or we made a phone call? Because that way there couldn't be a picture of us shaking hands.
Right. Yeah. But you know
how 2013 of us.
Right.
Let's just text. LOL. ROFL.
Hey, Rouhani. What up, bro? I guess that
population looking over my shoulder.
I guess that out of the 10,000 people in the streets, it's mostly old people and students. If that
really
gives you any perspective,
right?
So it's like people who have cared and care about hating the U.S. and want to continue hating the U.S. for years and years, and then it's sort of revolutionaries in the street wanting their country to be what they imagine and also maybe hate us a little bit. So, yeah, it's mostly people.
And people with free time.
Yeah.
I mean, you
yeah.
got
old people and young people.
Yeah.
While the rest of us pay their bills.
Right.
Right.
Getting up and going to work just like they always do.
Yeah. Although I will say that I was talking with a guy who moved here, I guess maybe 5 years ago, who is from Iran. And he said that he moved here to follow his music career, by the way. He said that there are so many people in Iran who are not political and who have these normal modern lives that you never see over here. He's just like, yeah, of course, there is what you see, and that exists.
The political ones get on TV.
Yeah.
Just like Fox and MSNBC.
Just
like here, really. Yeah. That's what one of the things you learn when you do these World Vision trips is that a family holding a baby is the same in any religion, in any country in the world.
Yep.
They all want just what you want. try and keep their job and feed their family.
And a decent cable package.
And it,
well, it's all we want.
Yeah. Some of them are hoping, or some of them are clamoring for electricity and water that won't kill them.
I mean, you can't make up the fact that this march that's going on today is like 10 times larger than it's ever been before. There's men and women out in the street. It's like it's tons of people, and they're burning our flag, and they're burning the Israeli flag. I mean, that's not a lie. That's not made up by the media. But there are also people in Iran who don't hate us. So that's also nice
to
know.
And there are probably most of them that don't hate us.
Yeah.
In fact, they just wish for the cable package Spike was just describing.
It's a nice package.
They'd settle for the platinum. They don't need the gold.
Right. As long as you get
modest
the Red Zone channel.
You know, they don't need Discovery 3 or the National Geographic channel.
Hey, I love that channel.
Nat Geo is the ball.
It's like the greatest.
Does that come with basic,
ever.
Or do you have to go to a higher tier?
I think Nat Geo is part of basic cable.
Nat Geo is part of basic. They have the best. Yeah. They have the best original programming right now. That's where Drugs Inc. is. I'm obsessed with that show.
Hmm. But if you want Nat Geo HD, you got to step it up.
I'll tell you. You know what's irritating me about TV these days? Not to get off on a tangent.
There's not enough time to watch all the amazing shows.
There is that.
Yeah.
There are, but it's even that there's not enough time to watch the marginally borderline shows that I would be willing to let into my life.
Sounds like a solid promotion.
Yeah.
I guess I could nap while this is on in the background.
It's sort of like a bad Seahawks game.
Right.
Wow, do I have time for this? But, it's that you end up paying for things more than once. If you have a tablet or a, Netflix or a think of any duplication of services that you have, because each kind of service offers something like Netflix got really smart and they did that House of Lies, and now they have several other series. They
cards.
House of Cards, they bought Dexter, you know, they do all these things, but I've got my on demand. And, you know, I love my shows and I can generally get them whenever I want. I'm a big Comcast-y guy. But I went to look for Mad Men because I missed the first 5 episodes of the season. And on demand, it's 3 seasons ago.
Yeah, how about that? Too bad.
And they're not up there.
Oh, well.
But I could easily go to my iPad and give iTunes my money and buy the whole season for $34. But I feel like I already paid for it.
Comcast will give it to you when the new season picks up.
So they'll start it again at some point.
Yeah, they'll let you binge watch what you missed, but you can't binge watch it now. No, no.
And is that all part of the contractual deals so that basically the people who make Mad Men want it to generate as much income as possible? So if they have it where it's basically blacked out here, but you can buy it there, they end up getting people to buy it. It becomes an impulse buy. It reminds me of ringtones. When's the last time someone bought a ringtone?
I never did. Me neither.
Yeah.
And I've never seen the wisdom of that.
Good for you. During the whole Napster thing, when everybody was stealing every song that was ever made for free, the same kids that would steal 150,000 songs and put them on their new iPod would pay $1.99 for 20 seconds of Kanye West on their phone. I never got it, but now I do. It was just the convenience. It was like, I want that on my phone. The only way to get it there is to click this button, and mommy and daddy will pay for it.
I bought a ringtone once.
Did you buy it? What'd you buy? When you think about it, how silly.
Which one?
No, that was a great $2 because I was obsessed.
$2?
Yes, I was obsessed with this song, and I wanted to hear it
all day
long.
So think about it. The whole song cost 99 cents.
That's fine. I'm glad that she has my money because she's a little crazy and she needed her baby.
Oh, she got a little bit of your money, but not that much. I actually got the record company contract for ringtones.
Yeah.
And they weren't paying you very much for it
as
the artist, no.
Well, I was obsessed with MIA's Paper Planes when it first came out. Mm. I couldn't hear it enough. If it wasn't piped into my ears all day long, then... I don't know. It occurred to me to buy it on a ringtone. And then nobody called me for like 3 weeks. It's a problem.
A lot of people
you start calling yourself just to get your money's worth.
That's like getting a generator and the power never goes out.
Nobody calls me. Everyone only texts me. My phone never rings.
Who lost power this weekend, Joe?
Very briefly, yes. And long enough. In fact, I feel kind of like you've helped the Seahawks win. I helped the power come back on because I ran down to Lowe's and doubled up on all my lanterns and batteries and everything.
You didn't buy a generator. You bought lanterns and batteries.
Yeah. You know, generator's not one of those just go out and buy it kind of deals. I'm still thinking generator. It's
yeah.
Lanterns, batteries, a knife to kill a deer.
Right. Well, it's funny because the generator had been out of my mind, and there's nothing that, you know, because we'd had such a calm October.
I think it's going to be a windstormy winter.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
I mean,
this
we've already
like,
had one monstrous storm by November 3rd.
Yeah.
Look out.
We
did you
lost,
lose power?
Never lost power.
No.
Two blocks up the street from my house, and then for a mile in each direction was dark.
And
oh
yours
my God,
was
me too.
Only out for a minute?
Well, about two and a half hours,
and
something
you?
Like that.
Yeah, same with him. Oh. All around my neighborhood, but not my block.
I have never lost power since living in my house for 13 years, and I'm knocking on something very loudly.
You got underground power, and you're right next to the city. That's good. Pedro, you don't lose power either, right?
Nope. We didn't have any problem at all. Yeah.
That's why you came to America.
You know, you guys complain, but back in the days when I was in my country, we used to lose power every single day.
Oh,
for
I know.
Hours.
Yeah.
And it was hot.
Every day. I went to Puerto Rico at some resort, and it was like, why does the power go out? And they were like, what? This is just every day.
It was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was so frigging hot. No fans, nothing. And it was like every single day. Summertime.
When the whole country turns on their blender at the same time.
Margarita time.
There's some kind of weird power dividing line in Factoria because I went to Factoria Mall to shop to get my lanterns and stuff, and some places had power, some didn't. Like there's a place where they have a hair cutting place, they're cutting hair like crazy in there. Then the Petco right next door, there was some kind of Greyhound roundup, and there's all these poor Greyhound dogs sitting out there wondering what to do because there's no power. It's some places hit, some places didn't.
The Puget Sound Energy folks say everything should be okay now. They actually still had 1,400 people out last night.
Wow.
In 131 different locations. I mean, a lot of them are very little power outages. If anyone still doesn't have power, call them. There's a slight chance that they don't know about the, you know, branch leaning on a power line somewhere near your house.
At least they didn't issue the, hey, if you're still without power, go to our website and find out where you can go to, you know. I love that directive. If you've got no power, go to your website.
Power company websites are pretty cool these days. It's not like national health care.
Is it just me or can I? Because when I have no power, I can't log onto my computer.
You got a phone?
Unless the battery's died because I've run it down and there's no place to charge it up.
But, I mean, a lot of people, you know, you're funny because the same thing on King TV, they were doing a whole...
Right.
People without power graph.
Right. Who's watching that with no power?
But those of us who have power want to heckle you.
Oh.
Maybe you've escaped to a laundromat or something local.
Yeah, and those without, a lot of the devices now ensure that people are still hooked up.
You mentioned that you're looking at your trees. Did anything come down? You said
I lost like three trees.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Nothing that hit anything crucial. During the height of the storm in North Bend, the peak wind gust was recorded at 68 miles per hour, and that was at the elementary school. And where I am, it's worse because we're on the side of the ridge. And it had to be 75 mile an hour winds. It was basically hurricane winds.
Wow.
And things were blowing around my yard. Like, we have all these buckets that we grow our potatoes in and all of this, you know, farmy stuff that we haven't fully put away for the winter. In fact, I had a to-do list for the weekend, and one was winterize against windstorms. And I
move projectiles,
move anything that might get blown around.
Whoops!
And I, and I was proud of myself. Remember, I told you about scheduling. I was proud of myself because when I have a whole weekend, I do this massive to-do list, garage, you know, all the various. I love household chores. I know that's weird, but the first thing was get ready for wind and winterize and take in the sprinklers and the hoses and, you know, all the stuff. So I got up, and even though it was windy outside, I said, well, I got to get some of this stuff done. So I started out there. And when I got outside, I heard, you know, Wizard of Oz music playing. And then I was Lisa. She was calling me back inside. I heard this crazy stuff going through, you know. I expected to see a lady on a bicycle with a little Toto in the front basket. It was dangerous.
There's a show on Net Geo right now called American Blackout. It's funny that we're even talking about this, so that we had to deal with it over the weekend. Has anybody seen this show, American Blackout? A texter was just reminding me of it. This is a show that creates a scenario of what might happen in the U.S. if there was a blackout for 10 days due to a storm or a cyber attack or for whatever reason. And it's pretty scary stuff. I mean, it's good to watch, although it does freak you out a little bit. It's sort of Lord of the Rings-esque. A few things to remember that they want you to know on their website. No ATMs, so keep some cash on hand at all times. Keep all vehicles, gas tanks at least half full at all times, because if there's a long-term power outage, that means no gas. Flashlights and extra batteries, like Joe. If you don't have a battery-powered radio, invest in one, like a hand cranker, and also keep plenty of non-perishable food items and bottled water on hand.
Most of America doesn't have to worry about the food. No. Most of America could live off their cabinets and all the preservatives in there for a year. But the rest was good. And I was scared because of the wind, because people have died hiking in our town. A good friend of ours has died going out trying to secure something in a windstorm. I mean, it's a real, real danger. And so there were things blowing around, and for a minute I was going to go out and get them. And I went, wait a minute. No, no, no.
If it's big enough to lift that up, then it's probably not the kind of wind you want to be in.
We have a gas grill, one of them big, Hurricane, you know, massive. Mm-hmm. One person cannot lift it. The wind picked it up, tossed it, and knocked it over on its side.
Your grill?
The big, monstrous one.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the driveway. Yes. Yeah. That thing. And I went to pick it up.
Wow.
And I couldn't pick it up. It was so heavy. So I have no idea what that gust would have been.
I was at Lowe's Hardware, and there was a huge display of fence posts and fencing. I mean, a big, like as big as our windows, probably 12 feet tall and 12 feet wide or more. And all of a sudden, I hear this boom. And, yes. If that had hit anybody, you wouldn't have survived it. It's that simple, and it just came down. So even if you don't have to be in the middle of the woods, right? The middle of the city, there's stuff.
You shouldn't be driving. There was that guy. I hope he lived. He had life-threatening injuries. He was in critical condition. Guy, a tree fell on his car while he was driving. So, and then there was a kid, but I think the kid was okay.
We had a home in Bellevue, big tree right through it.
But that's the first storm, and it's in the first few days of November.
We had somebody come through and thin our tree this summer. We had one of those like 85-foot pine tree in the front of our house. Been there, you know, long before anybody settled this area. And
if you thin it, it makes it less likely to be blown over.
Yeah, they take it's not a sail anymore. Wind can pass right through it. Because that's what it's our that tree's a house cutter. That's one of those straight through, cut the house in half.
Yeah, you top it and you take some of the branches out so the wind will pass through.
Trees look great with a buzz cut, by the way. I love cutting the tops off trees. Forestry people love that, too. Yeah. So well, good for the tree.
It's you and John Olerud love doing that.
It's that or the whole tree. I think the tree would agree that he'll go without
top. Leave me as a paraplegic tree? Yeah. I guess so.
I hate the look of those things, man.
6:54. On the show today, one of the creepiest showbiz marriages ever is ending. Courtney Stodden is getting rid of the guy who was old enough to be her father. I don't even know if you call that a show business marriage, other than it was exploited on TV, and neither of them have any skills.
Well, she has skills. You can't walk around on shoes that high and not call that a skill.
Right. Well, one of the creepiest circus marriages ever.
Yeah, because he's the incredibly old guy.
She's getting rid of the old creepy guy that she married. I can't wait to hear what she says about it. The world's oldest profession. You know what the world's oldest profession is, Joe?
Yes. Well, it's prostitution, or, you know, for lack of a better word.
Are you sure it's not?
I thought it
model?
Was pimping, but I guess prostitution had to start first before someone said, let me take percentage
hand
of it.
Model. Jody says hand model
hand
is the
model.
Oldest profession. Yeah. According to new statistics, business is not great in prostitution. Why do you suppose less men than ever are willing to pay for companionship? Any idea why?
More online access, probably.
It's a good question.
Certainly not because you guys are not
horny
anymore.
We're better people. We're better people.
We have calmed down as a gender.
No. Hey, this is wrong.
Right.
why are less people paying for it than ever before? Well, I think Joe has actually hinted at the answer in his, some of his past diatribes. Is it that?
What's that?
is it writing down cars' license plate numbers? Is that why prostitution?
No,
it's not that.
John Observance?
I think there are a few reasons.
There are a few reasons. We'll tell you what they are after this.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by Columbia Sportswear.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we do have one minor collision, 405 southbound, the on-ramp from Juanita Woodinville Way, 160th. We've got an accident involving a Metro bus and a vehicle partially blocking that on-ramp to southbound 405. Nothing too serious there. Looks like we're already dealing with some pretty heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves. Southbound I-5 also filling in from before the I-5 405 split in Linwood all the way into Shoreline. Everett to Seattle, 54 minutes.
What's the best way to stay warm in Seattle? Columbia's OmniHeat Reflective has little silver dots to reflect your body heat, and it's breathable so you won't overheat. Columbia's OmniHeat Reflective, shockingly warm, amazingly breathable. Shop Columbia.com or at a retailer near you.
Exploring the best music of today.
This is Kelly Clarkson.
This is Pat from Train.
And Yesterday.
I'm Paul McCartney.
This is Sting, and I love music. And I love iHeartRadio.
The biggest artists in the world play on iHeartRadio. Download the free iHeartRadio app or listen online.
iHeartRadio.com.
Hear us, play us.
Hello, I'm Pat O'Day, former radio guy, rock and roller, former heavy drinker, drug user, who was quickly and totally separated from those life, family, and career-wrecking habits by Schicksal Hospital. Schicksal is about 100% different from all the other treatments. I also give a key lecture to the patients every week or so, and let me tell you, when I see them, they hug me and say, Pat, thank you, everything you said about this place is true. Yes, it's a happy place, and patients have their cell phones, laptops, TV in their rooms, because this isn't a, you've been very bad, now we'll isolate you for a month, lecture you, then try and make you good. No, Schicksal says, you just have genes that were incompatible with long-term alcohol or drug use. There's nothing wrong with you that can't be fixed in just 10 days with their exclusive medical treatment. Now then, you know if you need to quit, and it's easy. You hear me? Easy, and no waiting list this time of year. Get on the phone and make your appointment. 800-GRAVING or schickshadle.com. I'll see you there, and thanks for listening.
Porcello, Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
This report is brought to you by Washington Energy Services.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Starting out with somewhat clear skies, but clouds thicken up this afternoon, getting some rain by the afternoon commute or late, and a chilly day with highs only around 50.
Don't spend another winter in a drafty home. New energy-efficient windows are on sale now. For a free estimate, call 800-398-HOME or visit WashingtonEnergy.com.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Only the Home Depot has Moen faucets with microband protection. So let's go high-tech and stylish in your bath and kitchen. Microband technology helps prevent the growth of bacteria, and Spot Resist helps reduce spots and fingerprints. And that means your faucet and your budget will look cleaner longer. Let's do this. Moen Microband Faucets, exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
All right, kids, let's hear it.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
The horse knows the way to carry the snow.
Winter weather can slow you down, but Les Schwab has the right tires to get you where you need to go safely. And with our best tire value promise, every tire we sell comes with lifetime protection and care. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Finding the perfect pair of jeans is not always easy. There's too tight.
Dude, can you even sit down in those?
Too loose.
Young man, I can see your tighty-whities.
And sometimes, just a little too weird.
Didn't acid wash, like, go out in the 80s?
But with Lee jeans, it's easy to find the perfect fit and style at an affordable price. And there's a huge selection of men's Lee jeans at your neighborhood Fred Meyer, like the Lee Modern Series jeans in new straight and slim fits for only $31.99. Slip on a pair of Lee Premium Select jeans or Lee Carpenter jeans for just $29.99. And if you're into the classics, Lee Men's Heavyweight Basic Jeans in relaxed or regular fit are only $27.99. That's the lowest price of the season, so you know you're getting a killer deal. And that means you can stock up on pants you'll actually wear and that actually fit.
Hey, Jared, are those pants new?
So stop by Freddy's today and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
When you get home tonight, watch Cairo 7 Eyewitness News for breaking news.
Cairo 7 was first on the scene.
The big local story and big investigations.
Cairo 7 is the only station with this video.
Watch Cairo 7 Eyewitness News every day from 5 to 6:30.
I hate to smile. I haven't been to the dentist in years, and I don't want to be lectured or put down.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Cajano, the sedation dentist at Seattle's Best Smiles, and I know I can help you. We've helped thousands of patients just like you, whether fixing years of neglect or giving you the smile you've always dreamed about. My goal is to change your perception of the dentist and finally get you to smile.
To learn more, call 206-462-2466, 206-462-2466, or visit mysedationvisit.com.
Now on Q13 Fox, Haley hooks up with her math tutor.
Haley!
What? You only do this when I get one right.
And her curriculum calls for kisses.
How long have I been paying this guy to make out with you?
About a week. First it was just to shut him up, but now I'm starting to like him.
Now, Haley may not learn, but she won't be lonely.
So dumb guys go for dumb girls and smart guys go for dumb girls? What do the smart girls get?
Cats, mostly.
Ew.
Modern Family. Now on Q13 Fox for a full hour, tonight at 7.
Here's how to turn shopping into huge savings at the pump. Just pick up gift cards at Safeway, then use them at the mall, the coffee shop, dinner, wherever your day takes you. You'll rack up 4 times the Safeway gas reward points. Safeway has hundreds of your favorite gift cards, so turning shopping into savings couldn't be easier. Buy gift cards at Safeway, use them like cash, and get 4 times the savings at the pump. Safeway, ingredients for life. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store or Safeway.com for details.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Hi, it's Jerry from Ben & Jerry's. I have made and eaten a lot of fish food and cookie dough ice cream, and I think companies ought to be proud to tell you the ingredients they use. That's why I support Initiative 522 for labeling genetically engineered food. There are some big corporations spending millions to prevent labeling. What are they hiding? Join Ben & Jerry's in supporting honest food labeling. Vote yes on 522, paid for by Ben & Jerry's Homemade Inc.
This report brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we do have one minor collision, 405 southbound, the on-ramp from Juanita Woodinville Way, 160th. We've got an accident involving a Metro bus and a vehicle partially blocking that on-ramp to southbound 405. Nothing too serious there. It looks like we're already dealing with some pretty heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves. Southbound I-5 also filling in from before the I-5 405 split in Linwood all the way into Shoreline. Everett to Seattle, 54 minutes.
Tonight, take the express lane to your happy place. At less than a 30-minute drive, Snoqualmie Casino is Seattle's closest casino, just off I-90 at exit 27. It's Snoqualmie Casino's fifth-year anniversary. Go to snowcasino.com to find out how you can win cash, cars, and more.